What is information? But a gibberish gobbled down by the mind over your lifetime. You're depending on that for your satisfaction?
I have been, like, it's like I tried the mind on again, and it just...
What kind of satisfaction?
Even in its most spiritual topics, there is no peace.
What kind of satisfaction and peace can arise out of gibberish gathered through the lifetime? You collect all the information that you consider valuable. You take it through your lifetime into your 30s now. Your 30s.
Yeah.
36.
Yeah.
And you still are, like, even after almost 15 years of wishing to know the truth, even after you have known the truth for almost 7 years, you're still not satisfied. You want more information. What kind of information do you need to be fully satisfied right now? What could that be? Possibly. No matter how much information I give you, you gather and process.
Yeah.
It's still gonna be insufficient.
It's
because why?
The one that's trying to gather it isn't the truth.
Who is the information gatherer?
That would be the ego.
Do you think really God, God, wants to gather any more information? He's God already.
Right?
It's like, I know who I am. I don't need new information to find myself. I already am God. Wouldn't I just accept myself as what I am? And cut the chase. I'm already dead. God. Why would I go and chase myself? Well, sure.
Right.
Let's have some fun. No, he's not going to do that. God's not going to go chase himself out of fun. Only you do. It's creation. The Son of God. Only you chase God out of fun while suffering. Have a great time suffering.
I'm totally
because that's definitely not fun.
No.
The greatest suffering is to watch someone that already knows the truth, pretending it is not knowing the truth. And a hungry man knows he is hungry. You are hungry and you're claiming that you're not hungry. Well, you're a fool, and you say, no, I still need to be satisfied. you claiming what you already have. And despite all the efforts to the contrary, saying, you are full. You just ate from the chalice of the Lord. You say, ah, thank you. What's next? It is the greatest suffering that anyone can endure. Thinking that there is next and not being satisfied. Which means that you do not know what satisfaction is. And keep asking for the other. Unknown. Because you've been seeking for so long for the truth. And you're in the habit of not finding it. So now you also expect that you cannot find it. While in the interim, you have found it. But you still cannot believe that that is what the truth is. So you keep on seeking, thinking that there is maybe something more.
Mm-hmm.
I say to you, what if it is that simple that you have just found it? And that's what it is. And the way you will know that you have found it is that you know that you have found it. Stay with that. Peace does not come to these descriptions. Knowing can compare to the description of finding the truth. Only you know you when you have found it. And rest in the that. Rest. Enjoy your life. Like you've never enjoyed it before. No matter what happens. One good thought. You have been. In these moments. Many times. But not recognizing them as that. You overlook them and do not try to stay in those moments.
Yeah.
And prolong the experience. Next time, when that happens, keep the door open and stay in you, the real you. Feel its full power.